Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, it seems like we've said this recently, but it's what stirred in me. When I have so many people say to me, either in phone calls, in person, it's rallies or seminars, church services, emails, they say, I don't have any money to give. Now, I really don't keep up with how many times a day I hear that or I've read it or heard it. But it troubles me, honey, every time I hear it or see it. And sadly, the statement is made by devoted and devout believers, full of the Holy Ghost, who believe in healing, the gifts of the Spirit, and the power of God. Yet when it comes to their current situation, the response is, I don't have any money. Now, I've had conversations with some of the folks who've written, I don't have any money. I've asked them 8 questions, which we're going to pose to, to each of us right now. Number 1, do you believe the Word of God? The answer would be,
yes. Do you believe that God loves you? And the answer is,
yes. Do you believe 3 John 2, where it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers? The answer is,
yes. And do you believe Proverbs 18:21, when it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue?
The answer is,
yes.
Do you agree with Hebrews 11:1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen? The answer would be,
yes. And do you believe that God wants you to prosper? The answer is, or should be,
yes. Do you believe Deuteronomy 8:18, where the scripture says that God has given us the power to get wealth? The answer is,
yes. And do you believe that God is no respecter of persons? And the answer is,
yes. Now, invariably, the folks who write or call or I talk to in meetings, who say, or they write or say, I don't have any money. They answer yes to all those questions. But they continue to make a statement that is not only scripturally inaccurate, weak in faith, and self-defeating, but worse, it empowers the enemy's attacks through the power of their words.
And that is serious business. You know, the problem with thinking and getting into negative thoughts is that you ultimately express them verbally.
That's good.
And when and if that happens, we just position ourselves for failure, simply because we ignored the word of God.
Wow.
In Matthew 12:34, it says, O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And the New Living Translation of that very scripture says, You brood of snakes, how can evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say.
Wow. Did you hear that? Whatever is in your heart determines what you say. Whatever is in your heart determines what you say.
Matthew 12:35 says, A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things.
Well, let us break it down for you and give you the anatomical flow. It goes from heart to head to mouth. Let me say that again. Heart, head, mouth. What we think, we remember. What we remember, we speak. It's just that simple.
And you know, the truth of the matter is the more we're thinking about it, the more we're want to, you know, it gets down in us. But if we're not speaking about it, if we're speaking against it, then we are defeating the enemy of our soul. In Matthew 12, verse 36 and 37, it says, in Matthew 12, 36 and 37, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." You know, honey, every one of us ought to write that scripture and put it somewhere where we can read it daily and be reminded that we need to watch what we say.
Wow. But I say unto Harold that every idle word that Harold speaks, he shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by Harold's words, he'll be justified, and by his words, he shall be condemned.
Wow.
Think about it. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for idle is the Greek word argos, G-692, and it means lazy, shunning the labor which one ought to perform. Now, Strong's Concordance also lists G-1021 as a synonym for argos, and it means dull, inactive, in mind, stupid, slow to apprehend or believe. Now, that word, G-1021, only appears in the scripture twice.
The first time is in Luke 24:25. Luke 24:25 says, "Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken." And the Amplified Bible of translation of Luke 24:25 says it this way: "And Jesus said to them, O foolish ones, sluggish in mind, dull of perception, and slow of heart to believe, adhere to and trust in and rely on everything that the prophets have spoken."
Let me just say this, and I'm not making it up. We just read it in the Word of God. If you don't believe, if you speak negative, idle words, then you are, according to the scripture, slow of heart to believe.
Mm. And then you have Ephesians 5:4. Ephesians 5:4 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And it says, "Let there be no filthiness, obscenity, indecency, nor foolish and sinful, silly and corrupt talk,
wow,
nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting or becoming, but instead voice your thankfulness to God."
The second use of that Greek word is found in James 1:19.
James 1:19 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath."
I think it's crystal clear that we're to think before we speak, and that idle words, well, they're against everything the prophets have spoken and the promises contained in the Word of God.
Amen.
The Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary defines idle as lacking worth or basis. Speaking idle words, well, not really a very smart thing to do. It has no value to your conversation, or more importantly, to your life. In fact, you'll be judged by the words that you speak.
Matthew 12:36 and 37, the Living Bible says, "And I tell you this, that you must give account on judgment day for every idle word you speak. Your words now reflect your fate then." Wow. "Either you will be justified by them or you will be condemned." Obviously, the wow was mine,
yeah,
but that is a wow.
It is a wow scripture, because an idle word is one that has no basis in scripture.
Amen. The Message Bible translation of Matthew 12:36 and 37 puts it this way: "I promise you on that day of judgment, everyone will have to account for every careless word they have spoken. On that day, they will be told that they are either innocent or guilty because of the things they have said."
You know, honey, after the call, I want to do a word search on careless.
Yes,
that'd
I've actually done that before,
and
it is most interesting.
One more thing. Our words can empower the devil.
That's right.
You know, scripture says, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. Our words have magnetic power. They will draw to our lives. Well, they'll draw thoughts and actions because they have the power to shape our destiny.
That's right. Proverbs 18:20 and 21 in the Classic Amplified. A man's moral self will be filled with the fruit of his mouth and with the consequences of his word. He must be satisfied, whether good or evil. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it for death or life.
See, our words have consequences. And the enemy is ever ready to exploit any and everything that we say.
Oh, yeah. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Just don't let it be you.
That's right. Now, according to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for seeking is G2212. G2212, and it means to seek in order to find. How will the enemy find you?
This is good.
He'll be listening for your voice.
Mm.
And make no mistake about it, the devil is playing a life and death version of the children's game Marco Polo. When you say Marco, when he says Marco, and you said, I can't give because I'm broke, he's found you. I'm not telling you to ignore what you perceive to be your current financial situation. But we are telling you two things. Number one, don't make matters worse by the words of your mouth.
Amen.
And number two, confess and possess the promises of God.
Amen. Ephesians 1:18. Oh, I quote this every day. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Hallelujah. God doesn't want us broke because it hinders his plan for our lives. The establishment of the covenant he swore to our fathers. You know, I thank God that I'm not broke anymore, that I have more than enough. And by the way, I don't have as much as I'm going to have.
There you go. We ain't seen nothing yet.
That's what my mom says. And it's the truth.
It is.
It's the truth. But I can tell you this. I have more than enough to do all the things that God's called me to do. But that keeps expanding. The vision keeps expanding. So there needs to be more to facilitate that. You know, I praise God that you and I, that we are. You can say, I am. I am who he says I am.
Amen.
And I can and will do everything he's destined me to do. One final thought. Always remember, no one can change someone's entire day. Let me say that again. Always remember that one word, that's a better way to say it, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember that one word can change somebody's entire day. Think about that. You have the ability and the calling to do just that.
And I want to add in one more final thought. If this just hit you in the heart and you went, I have made so many nasty confessions, then it is time right now to go, God, forgive me for every negative thing I've done. I repent and I ask you to cleanse this out of my heart. I want you to take those words and make them null and void and then give me the grace to no longer be in the habit of doing that. You know, he forgives and he forgets. So you want to stay prayed up that way and then seek what it is that you want to say and have him help you get better every day.
Amen.
Last proverb, might as well throw it in, Proverbs 16:24. Message Bible. Gracious speech is like clover honey, good taste to the soul, quick energy for the body.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says, so we'll see. Do what God tells you to do. It's all we ever ask, and we say that every day.
Amen.
While you're there, check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.